Welcome, everybody, to the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And on today's radio show, our friends the Bedbugs are back, this time in Paris.
Don't touch my junk is the phrase of the week as the TSA tries to decide what to touch and what not to touch.
Mark reminds us about how to avoid getting cheated by car rental companies. He knows he's almost been there.
And we take you down memory lane with some of the Travel Guys' favorite interviews of the year. All that today and more with us on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks out on Route 66. Let it roll.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Travel Guys radio show. And if you, as you just heard, we've got, a lot of really great stuff on tap for today. And, Mark, we are also going to revisit some great stuff from the
past.
Yeah,
we're going to go back to some of the interviews. We've been on the air since Valentine's Day. So almost a year now, and we thought as a Thanksgiving special we would go back and pull up two or three of the interviews that we particularly enjoyed over the years. So we've got a couple of travel legends and one of John Holloway's favorite spots that he did with us earlier this year. So we've got some fun things for you later on in the program.
And a lot of stuff in the news, some old, some new. And it's amazing how some things just continue to resurface. So let's jump right into today's travel news. Da-dun, 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 with the travel news. Ladies and gentlemen, from Sports Leisure Vacations, Mark Hoffman. Mark?
Bed bugs, our good buddies, are back. It seems like, Tom, the one thing we've talked about more than any other item this first year of the Travel Guys radio show is bed bugs.
I sometimes almost feel that, you know, just because we're talking about it, they just are propagating.
That we're driving the bed bug explosion all over the country. And now, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, the insect that is a nightmare for millions of New Yorkers. I love this line. I don't know who wrote it. The insect that is a nightmare for millions of New Yorkers. It sounds like the attack of the space aliens.
Them.
Has found its way to the city of Paris. Bed bugs were virtually unknown in France just 3 years ago. Now more than 600 places in the city have been treated for bed bug infection this year, way up from 2009. Exterminators said the bugs were spreading rapidly throughout Paris and were already in other parts of the country. France Info, a radio news station, reported on last Tuesday that several Parisian hotels had been infested. It said one threw out all of its carpets and furniture after guests complained. An outbreak in Paris could deter tourists from booking hotel rooms and mean the end of the world.
My.
Well, the way this is written, Tom, it's funny. I've been in airports. I've been in airports. I guess that's a dumb statement.
Yeah.
Every other day. And people are talking a little bit about this, but now suddenly any insect bite or any, a mosquito or anything is immediately you've been attacked by bed bugs.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, people are scared to death that you have to be hospitalized, obviously, for weeks, probably in intensive care.
Seen one of these bed bugs up close?
I have not ever seen one.
They use the big lens and they magnify it like 9,000 times, and so it looks hideous. But
out of a science fiction.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And I haven't seen any the old political cartoons or the cartoonists that write for commentaries.
Uh-huh.
I could see little bed bugs with little berets, you know.
The reality people are really getting it, and now they're telling people, don't put your suitcase on the bed because that might be where somebody else has, and I'm just going to say to you, what kind of hotels are you staying in? I mean, bed bugs are it's kind of like mosquitoes. They're not going to go away. They're always going to be out there. There are some the better property you stay in, and people who take better have better housekeeping procedures are going to naturally eliminate. Or not eliminate, but lower the possibility that you're going to run into those little critters. But there's, as I said, it's like a mosquito bite. There's not a whole lot you can put, insect repellent on. But if the sucker finds the spot to get you, why he's going to get you? Why it just seems seems as though people are overreacting just a tad.
Well, yeah, but a friend of mine, daughter, picked up bed bugs at the college dorm.
Okay,
brought them home. Mm-hmm. Last time I checked, they had to have the house tinted and fumigated. Now, what they do is they don't actually put a, you know, like a poison. They heat the house up to, I don't know, like 115 degrees, and it kills the bed bugs.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not just about travel.
No, it's not.
Hotels.
It's really not. But from some of the headlines that you read on some of this stuff and the way that people have, you know, with our wonderful 24-hour cable news cycle that we have now, it's like they get something like this and run with it, and then a week later they get a chance to run with it again, and it just seems just a tad overblown. There are a few more things bigger in life than bedbugs.
Right, and if the airlines can just find a way to ticket them, then, you know, okay.
Speaking of things that are bigger in life, the U.S. Travel Association has responded to consumers who are upset over the Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA's, pat-down searches. The U.S. Travel Association has introduced a new consumer website as part of a plan to beef up its role in consumer advocacy. The decision to put up a consumer website was taken after the association received large numbers of consumer complaints about the body scanners and the controversial pat-downs. Consumers are concerned about the growing use of the body scanners and the pat-down if you refuse the body scanner. The website is operational, and you can find it at www.yourtravelvoice.org. And, Tom, you've got it pulled up there, don't you?
I do, yeah. Actually, ustravel.org is where it will end up, but yourtravelvoice.org. You can lend your voice on security screening, and it does ask you to, you know, to put in your name and so a little bit of information, and then you can, 2,500 words or less, you can have your voice heard.
Well, that's so for the government conspiracy theorists out there, that you have to put your name on there so they know who you are, so they can track you down afterwards.
And your credit card number.
Your credit card number. And for only $19.95, then your comment, no.
Well,
we're kidding.
You know, it's
it does appear to be a way for consumers to voice their feelings about the issue.
Right. And of course, if you've been listening to the news and listening to the radio, people are voicing their opinions. And there's been some incidences where, you know, just this past week, there was apparently a story in the news. Others may have seen it about a 3-year-old girl that had a body search, and her dad, who was apparently a television reporter, was there, and that became a big story.
You almost have to wonder sometimes if her dad was a television reporter. It just seems like an incredible coincidence to me.
It does, yeah.
I've flown, let's see, since they've started this, we took a group to Hawaii, and we hit inter-island flights, and we came back to the mainland, so those are over the water. That's virtually like going to Europe. I just flew back to Burlington, Vermont, which, for those who don't know, is very close to Montreal and a lot cheaper way to get there. And then back, and I'm headed and out back east again to New York City over the weekend. Tom, I have to tell you, I have not been. Denver has a couple of these machines, and I've been in a few airports that have them. I've been through them a couple of times, but it doesn't bother me that somebody in a room somewhere is going to see my junk for a second and a half. I mean, it truly does not bother me. If it is part of a system that truly is making us safer.
Yes.
Now, if it's just ring around the rosy, then and I understand the airline pilots, if they're going to go through these things, you know, every day or 20 times a month, then somebody needs to determine how much radiation is being thrown off and is there a danger there.
Right.
That's like putting a cell phone to your ear. I mean, it's that makes logical sense. But I have to tell you, I'm not seeing these outbreaks, and then the machine, the body scanners are one thing. The pat downs are something entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a few people going through the pat downs, just like they're normally going through the pat downs. And frankly, and I'm watching because I'm doing a travel show on the radio, and I'm thinking I want to see what's going on. I haven't seen anything that is the slightest bit inappropriate, or the slightest bit anything. It's not all that much different than it's been. I noticed that they're going with their hand instead of just going up the inside of your thigh. They're going up a little closer to your groin area.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen anybody do anything inappropriate. And that's not to say – I'm not here to defend the TSA. That's not to say that there are not some people out there who might be outside of the box. That is possible in any job. But I think by and large, these people are professionals, and they deserve a little bit of credit. I mean, they're not. It's not. I don't think they go out in the morning with the idea that they're going to aggravate the flying public.
Right. I'm sure that in most cases, when this came down, it was not something that they wanted to have to do. They're just doing their job. And here again, this is all designed to keep us safe. And if the crazy people weren't hiding bombs in places like
well, and
that,
I think you just hit on something very good. This is not something that the TSA came up with out of the clear blue.
Oh, let's do this for fun.
The fact that people who are trying to blow up airplanes are hiding explosives in their crotch.
Yes.
So, you know, and if sometimes people say, gee, why is the 85-year-old lady in the wheelchair, that's ridiculous that they make her stand up and with some effort and search wand under her and stuff like that. Well, if you were a bad guy and you saw that was the weak link in the system, then that's where you would go. That's why they're hiding the stuff in their underwear. They figured out that that's the place that we're not looking. You've got a wife and two daughters. You fly a little bit. Your daughters fly back and forth.
Yes.
How do they feel about
it? You know, they haven't really been concerned about it. I think a lot of it is because they don't necessarily feel that they'll be targeted. I would like to talk to them once they were. And then see what they have to say. But right now, you know,
well,
we're not concerned.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we will get a guy from TSA in Sacramento on this program, and we will talk to him before the Christmas holidays expressly about what's going on in Sacramento and what people here can expect.
You know, we're kind of the folks that just put our faith in the, are you ready for this? We put our faith in them that they're doing the right thing to protect us and are willing to go along.
Well, and I think the fact that, the last couple times there have been incidents, the system has caught them. I mean, it's not a perfect system, and I'm not going to pretend that it's going to be perfect, but it seems to be operating fairly well with a minimal amount of inconvenience, and I think that's all you can kind of ask for. So anyway, we get a little sidetracked here with the travel news today between bed bugs and Don't Touch My Junk. When we come back after the break, we've got a couple of interesting stories that were in the news over the years, a couple of our favorite lists from the year that we'll share with you. And remember, you can pick up all of the information on everything that's going on today at travelguysradio.com if there's a website or anything that you want to visit later on.
That's right here on the Travel Guys Radio Show on News Talk 1530 KFBK. We'll be back. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. Alongside me, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And we're back moving away from bed bugs in Paris with little berets.
You know, we were talking earlier, Tom, about what were the most unusual stories that came up during this year,
we
news
did.
Stories. And I thought we had Arthur Frommer, the noted travel, I mean, probably the one of the biggest names certainly in travel journalism and has been for many years. And just what you're going to hear from Arthur later on in this program, our interview that we did in New York back in February. But Arthur told us about a new Harry Potter theme park that was opening.
Yes, he did.
And I thought one of the most interesting stories of the whole year was when the Harry Potter theme park opened up and they found out that the seats were too small.
There you go. Yeah. By the way, the new Harry Potter film, people have already seen it over the last few days, just opened at the IMAX and other theaters all over town. Harry Potter and the Dreaded Something.
Second biggest funny story of the year, I thought. I searched through kind of our travel news, and I thought the other interesting thing was that this has only been a couple months ago. The Chinese man who was on the party cruise gambled away over $300,000 and then jumped overboard.
Yeah. Being a gambler, I don't see any humor in this story.
I don't think. Well, why would they take people out in the middle of a body of water and then take all of their money? I mean, I it seems to me like a recipe for disaster. A couple other, we've had some fun with lists throughout the year. And if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see all of these two lists. My two favorite, the sexiest hotels in America.
Well, sure.
And we won't go through all of them here. Number one is New York. It's a place called the Night Hotel in New York City. Maybe we should have you pull that up on the web.
You ever been there?
I have never been there. And then we've got the Hotel Max in Seattle is second. The Hotel Palomar, Washington, D.C. Hotel Lucia in Portland, Oregon. The Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas is fifth. Then we got Miami, New York City, Atlanta, New York, and Chicago. And the prices are all, they all range from, lowest one is the Portland Hotel at $156, and the Miami Hotel is $826 a night. The Knight Hotel in New York, though, was on top, and its average rate is only $251. I mean, pretty amazing stuff. Sexiest hotels in America. I don't know. Is that the place where you're most likely to find a partner, or the place where you would take a partner? Okay. If you want to see the list, complete list of the sexiest hotels in America, TravelGuysRadio.com will get it. And here are the ten most used travel websites.
TravelGuysRadio.com.
I wish. Expedia. The second one is kind of interesting. Southwest Airlines.
Sure.
Only seller tickets through their website. Expedia, Southwest, Priceline, Travelocity, Orbitz, TripAdvisor, Delta Airlines, Yahoo, America Airline, American Airlines, and Hotwire round out the top 10. And here's a survey. They decided that some really brilliant guy did this. He went to airports and decided that airports that have the most satisfied customers have the easiest check-in and bag check, the most comfort, and a number of places for people to shop and stuff, that passengers spend more money in those airports.
We're going to have one of those.
By golly, we are. And after the first of the year, we're going to have some people in here to tell us about the new food places at the airport and what they're going to be selling and serving.
I guarantee you, I will go to the new airport,
yep,
enjoy the food, dine, hang out, and probably not get on a plane and go somewhere. I will just go there, experience it, and then go home. I feel it's going to be that great.
You think so?
I do.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I remember when the new terminal, which is now, 14 years old, opened up, and we had a great party out there, and it was really, we thought, wow, this is Sacramento's in the big time.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to get rid of the old terminals will be torn down once the new terminal opens, which is scheduled for November of next year.
That's amazing. It's, you know, if you've been out, I was just out taking Manda to fly back to San Antonio just Monday of this past week, and it's amazing how much gets done. Of course, you're there like every 3 days, so it doesn't probably look any different. But for those that only visit it, you know, every so many weeks or months, it's amazing how much they get.
Remember to allow yourself a little extra time out at the airport, because there's construction and there's only, you know, certain ways in and certain ways out, and things change from day to day because the holidays are coming up. It's going to be busy out there.
There you go. Now, we teased this at the beginning of the show. Mark, tell me about, you just seem to have a burr in your saddle over car rental companies. And
yeah, we talked about this a few months ago when I made a trip over to Hawaii and I had an experience, and I'm going to name the company by name because I've now seen this happen twice. They're well known for this, and I've experienced it personally in Burlington last week, and it's Enterprise Rental Car Company, and they're not the only one, but they are by far the biggest violator. What happens is you go in to rent a car, and these guys try to sell you optional insurance coverages that in most cases your own personal car insurance is already going to be covering. So you're in essence buying secondary insurance that is of no use to you whatsoever. The person who's selling it to you is getting a commission. They have been trained to use really selective words that are very graphic. And if you come back and say, well, no, I have my own personal insurance, and I've checked with my insurance and they cover this, they'll come back and say, yes, but do they cover the injuries of other people in the other car?
We should do a little play acting here. You be the Enterprise rental guy.
Okay. All right.
Hi, I want to rent a car.
Mr. Romano, we have you right here. I see that you've got our mid-size car here, a $69.95, and with all the taxes and everything, comes to $83. Would you like the fuel option on that, Mr. Romano?
No, I'll just gas it up myself and
return. Okay. Well, you know, our fuel option is about 40 cents cheaper than the average price around town, so
really?
If you think you're going to use pretty much the tank, you might want to consider the fuel option. That'll save you a few dollars. But that's all right. If you think you want to bring it back, that's a lot of inconvenience involved there. But that's all right. We're happy to fill it up for you. But no, that's okay. Now, on these optional insurance coverages, Mr. Romano, did you want liability coverage? Because that'll cover if you have an accident or something like that.
No. I think I'm okay. I'm going to use my.
Now, of course, you're aware that if the car has an accident and we can't rent it for a couple of weeks, that you would be liable for the cost of us not being able to rent that car, having that car available. deductible. Does your insurance cover that too?
I think so.
Okay. Well, and of course, your insurance, I'm sure, covers the liability for the people who are in the other vehicle who are unfortunately seriously injured and may have to be hospitalized. And your insurance covers all of that.
I don't know. Do you have me worried now?
This is just $395 a day, and this would cover all of the people in the other vehicle. Of course, it has a deductible and it's secondary coverage after your own insurance kicks in, but we don't want to really go into that because then you won't buy it from us.
You're pretty good at this.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, Tom, it's people, please, if you're going to rent a car, please do me one favor. Call your insurance agent, if you haven't done this for a while, and say, gee, I'm going to rent a car. What kind of insurance do I need besides what I already have? And just ask that question because you might save yourself a whole lot of money. And I'll tell you what I did in Burlington. The folks from Enterprise Rental Car were so aggravating and so persistent in their efforts to sell me insurance that I really didn't want it. And I really had told them several times that it was no all the way down the page. That finally, when I got the car from them, I walked three counters down to the Hertz desk. I said, this is what I have from Enterprise. This is the price that I'm paying. I would really rather rent from Hertz. And if you can match this price in this car, then I'm renting with you. The lady matched the price. I walked back down to Enterprise, handed them their keys and their contract back. So I voted with my feet. And I strongly recommend that people do the same thing. When you're comparing things, compare more than just the price of the car. Compare the prices of optional coverages that you might not need and the amount of aggravation that you're going to go through in order to be able to rent that car.
Well, there you go, you ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Travel Guys Radio Show. That was Mark Kaufman of Sports Leisure Vacations.
That's called a rant!
And that was his rant. And
hey, when we come back, we have got Huell Hauser and Arthur Frommer and John Holloway, the best of the travel guys from all year long. What do you think?
Let's do it right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. We'll be back. Hi there, this is Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the Travel Guys, and Mark, on the last half of today's program, we're going to go back and review some of the greatest interviews that we had on our program since we began in February. Where do we begin?
Little Thanksgiving thank you special to our listeners here, perhaps some of them who have not been with us from the beginning. Back in May, we had a California travel celebrity, Huell Hauser, came to town and took a few minutes with us. And we started off by talking about the fact that Huell is not from California originally, and so he's kind of a transplant.
I came here from somewhere else, which puts me in a category of over half the people in California today who came here from somewhere else. And I'm proud that I came here from somewhere else. The great thing about coming to California from somewhere else is that California welcomes you with open arms and makes you feel at home and gives you opportunities. That's why people still come here, not only from all over this country, but from all over this world, in search of California's gold, not the literal gold nuggets that people came here looking for in 1850, but the gold of a better life for themselves and their children and their families.
And so when you came here, you were already in television.
I'd been in television pretty much all my life. I majored in history and political science, and there wasn't anything I could do with that degree, so I went into television. That's what people do who can't do anything else. And had been in television in Tennessee for 10 years, in New York for a couple of years, and then came to California, first to work for CBS in Los Angeles, and then eventually to work for PBS statewide.
So how did the travel tie in?
I have always been interested in feature stories, and feature stories take you out on the road. I had done this sort of program in Tennessee for over 10 years, traveling all over Middle Tennessee, doing feature stories for our 6 and 10 o'clock news every night. This was just a natural progression. You know, California used to have a real sense of identity back in the 30s and 40s especially. We were proud to be Californians. And I thought we needed a television program that would connect us all together and make us feel proud to be Californians once again. That's how California's goal came about.
Well, I think you're probably right. I came to California with my family at a very young age, around 1960. And my mother was a single parent. And the reason that she came here, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, was because she thought California held something that other states didn't hold.
Well, California did and does hold something. Even though we don't have any money, and even though if if you read the paper or look at the TV news every night, you would want to crawl in a hole and move off somewhere else. But you know what? You can look at your glass half full or half empty, or you can look at your glass as filled to the top. And I happen to think that Californians have never shied away from adversity. This is just something else, another problem for us to solve. We'll do it, we'll move on, and we'll continue to have good lives here in California.
Huell Hauser is joining us on the Travel Guys today on News Talk 1530 KFPK. Huell, how many places have you been to in California on location to do bits for PBS?
Literally thousands. And one of the most interesting questions I get from people, they'll come up and go, Mr. Hauser, they all call me Mr. Hauser now out of respect for their elders. Mr. Hauser, you have been doing this for so long. And they say that just like that, so long. Aren't you about to run out of places to go? Well, I don't tell them this, but I think that's kind of a silly, unthinking kind of a question. Because we're talking about California here. If you told me that I couldn't leave a 10-mile radius from where we're sitting right now for the rest of my professional career as far as stories are concerned, it wouldn't bother me a bit. Because the truth of the matter is, and I know it sounds trite to say it, but every single person has a story to tell. And so much of what we do with our travels is not just about places, but about the people who live there. And we'll never run out of stories in California. You talk about job security. California is it as far as people's stories are concerned. Although I'm not sure that if you were in the middle of North Dakota, I wouldn't be saying exactly the same.
I'm sure you would. I'm about to head out with a tour group on the Lincoln Highway from
Absolutely.
Chicago to Cheyenne in a couple of weeks, and I can tell you already that those are exactly the kinds of places and things and
Absolutely.
People.
Or the middle of Newark, New Jersey, which does not have the greatest reputation in the world. But you know what? There's no place on the face of this earth that doesn't have good people and bad people living in it. And you can either search out the bad or you can search out the good. And I think a lot of it is the attitude you wake up with every morning and meet each new day with. You can either look at it as, oh my gosh, another lousy day, moaning and groaning and complaining about things that people in most parts of the world couldn't even understand what you're upset about. Or you could look at it and say, here's another beautiful day. What's this day going to bring? Who am I going to meet? What am I going to discover? What adventures am I going to have? Let's get going.
So that brings the obvious question. You're talking about good people and bad people. What stands out in your mind as perhaps among the most interesting places, or perhaps among the places that you got into and didn't quite,
you're looking for that dark side.
Well, no,
see,
I'm just looking
for
something
the dark
interesting.
Side. You know, you ain't going to get the dark side from me. Here's the deal. I go into each one of my stories really with kind of a blank slate. I don't have expectations. I try not to prejudge what that experience is going to be. I try to take that day and take that experience for what it turns into being. For example, Sunday, we're going to the jumping frog contest at Calaveras, you know, the Mark Twain jumping frog. Well, I've read about that all of my life. I have no idea what that's going to be, what it's going to be like, who I'm going to meet, what kind of frog experience I'm going to have. But I'm excited about being there. So, you know, I think one of the secrets to the success of our program is I think people watching it know, can tell, that we don't do a lot of research, we don't do a lot of planning. We just kind of turn the camera on, go into that situation, and go, what's going on here? And that's what life is all about, is you know, not having a lot of expectations, but just seeing what the day is going to bring. So the real adventure, and the reason I've stayed enthusiastic and positive all these years after doing thousands of these stories, is that each day, each adventure is truly a learning experience for me. And the beauty of this is that if you watch the program on an ongoing basis, hopefully we're not only showing our viewers specific places they can go and specific experiences they can have, but we open up their minds to going on their own voyages of discovery, of finding their own stories, of meeting their own neighbors and people who live in their communities.
And bless you, that's where people like me come in. So thank you for setting them up.
But
you set them up, we'll knock them down.
Well, but the idea is that you know, rather than just, it's more of a state of mind.
I agree.
Than anything else. And that's what travel is. That's what meeting people, having new adventures, seeing new places, that's what that's all about. And that's the way to approach life, is wonder what's around the corner. Wonder what's over the hill. There is so much to see and do up here. Anybody who says they're bored with life, who lives up in this part of California, there's something wrong with them. And they need to get out and take advantage and start looking for and enjoying California's gold.
Well, I'd like to get my hands on some of that California gold, but I know he's talking about a different
thing. Yeah, he's parlayed that into a pretty good little thing there. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to another travel legend who was on one of our very first programs, joined us from the New York Times Travel Fair in New York City, Arthur Frommer.
Very interesting guy. I really enjoyed this interview. You are listening to the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. You're listening to a special Travel Guys radio program with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano, and as we venture back to and review some of our best interviews over the year, Mark, on our pre-Thanksgiving show, where do we go next?
In February, we were at the New York Times Travel Show, and we had the opportunity to sit down with a man who is really a travel legend, Arthur Frommer, and we asked him, what were some of the hottest destinations to visit in the United States? And Arthur shared with us a couple of his top picks.
Yes, I was asked to name the single cheapest destination in the world today, and I said it was obviously Las Vegas. Las Vegas has suffered so badly in the current economic slowdown that the cost of hotel rooms has plummeted downward. The cost of restaurant meals is being discounted far and wide. You can go into any booth on the Strip nowadays and get little coupons that give you a 50% discount over where you eat. And, of course, the entire situation there has been affected by the opening of the new city center development, as it's called. It's a development of high-rise skyscrapers and the like right in the middle of the Strip in Las Vegas, which suddenly has brought 8,000 more rooms to Las Vegas, a destination that didn't need it.
Yeah, as if they really needed more competition on the Strip at this point.
Their tourism is shrinking, and yet right in the middle of this, in the month of December, 2009, suddenly 8,000 rooms are loosed on the market, and 8,000 deluxe rooms, luxury rooms, that normally, under normal economic circumstances, would have rented for at least $300 a night.
And yet you have said that they're not getting that sort of price, and you had an interesting theory about how the prices at City Center are kind of capping the prices in Las Vegas.
Well, because the hotels in City Center are as deluxe as can be imagined, you simply cannot conceive of a hotel with more luxury than the Hotel Aria, the Hotel Vidari, V-D-A-R-Y, the various other hotels that have opened in City Center. These are the single most deluxe hotels on earth. And if they start charging $149 for a weekday stay, then no one else in Las Vegas is able to charge more than $149. They have set the ceiling. And thus it is that we find this very anomalous situation. If you look at the various websites dealing with Las Vegas, you are astonished as to how low are the room rates being charged by the hotels below the deluxe category. And once you go to the tourist class category, once you go to a hotel like the Excalibur, like Circus, like New York, you find room rates of $30 and $40 a night for a room, for two people, a perfectly fine room in a modern, comfortable hotel. So therefore, I named Las Vegas as the cheapest destination on earth. And, of course, Las Vegas is also serviced by the chief budget-priced airlines of the United States. All the cheap airlines fly to Las Vegas: Spirit Air, AirTran, JetBlue, Southwest. So that if I'm not saying that one should go to Las Vegas. I myself dislike the experience of visiting Las Vegas. But I promised at the New York Times Travel Show that I would be absolutely frank and candid. What was the number one cheap destination of the United States? And I said it was Las Vegas. I was then asked to name number two, and ironically enough, that's Orlando. It, too, is serviced by all of the cheap airlines. Everyone flies there at ridiculously low rates. And once you get there, hotel prices are easily available in the $50 range for a modern motel room capable of housing four people.
Arthur Frommer is joining us this afternoon on The Travel Guys. I'm Mark Hoffman here on KFBK. And Arthur, in talking about Orlando, you had an interesting theory about the Disney properties that I'd not heard before and about how people who sometimes buy a Disney package and get looped into the Disney transportation and give up the rental car suddenly find themselves...
It's diabolical. It's absolutely diabolical. Disney, seemingly out of the goodness of their heart, gives you a free transfer upon arrival at the airport that takes you from the airport directly to your hotel on the grounds of Disney. You never stop to think that by accepting that free transfer, you've given up the chance to rent a car at the airport, and you never again ever do rent a car, which means that for all intents and purposes, you are limited to Disney properties, to the Disney theme parks for your entire stay in Orlando. And, of course, there are wonderful other properties. There is SeaWorld. There is Universal Studios.
Which is not to say that there's anything wrong with the Disney properties. No. The Disney people, being the marketing geniuses that they are, have figured this out, and it's a way of kind of keeping the money in the family, so to speak.
Well, now they're in for a big challenge. Sometime in the month of May, a new theme park within a theme park is opening at Universal Studios based on a certain person named Harry Potter.
Sounds very exciting.
And that is a literary phenomenon that has captured the imagination of people of all ages. I read every Harry Potter book from beginning to end, and yet my 8-year-old granddaughter did the very same thing. We all love Harry Potter. And now there is opening this remarkable new exhibit covering multiple acres of land in the place called Islands of Adventure, with Hogwarts, the famous school where Harry Potter and Ron and Hermione receive their education in wizardry and in witchcraft. It will have a reproduced area of London in which the Muggles live. That's you and me. We're Muggles.
You've been in travel now for 53 years, and you were a lawyer for a few years.
That's right. And I got into travel by accident. I read a little guidebook while I was serving in the U.S. Army overseas, and that book changed my life and catapulted me out of law into travel. I took a little guidebook that I'd written for my fellow GIs, and I civilianized it and called it Europe on $5 a Day. And that book has now led to the publication of a travel book series that consists of over 340 titles that are each published each year in revised editions, and has changed my life, quite obviously. The Frommer Travel Guides are now the largest selling travel guides in North America. They account for close to one out of every four travel books that are sold are Frommer Travel Guides. We work very hard on them.
Arthur, I don't want to take any more of your time. I really, really want to thank you. And all the folks in Sacramento, say hello.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Our final Take a Look Back at The Travel Guys for this year on our special Thanksgiving program takes us back to our good buddy John Holloway, who has come in a number of times and shown us a lot of really wonderful things. We've had a lot of good time with it. On this particular day, though, I was about to don a ski mask or something to that effect.
This was kind of scary, but we managed to survive it.
Good to welcome back John Holloway of Holloway Travel Outfitters to The Travel Guys this afternoon. Good to see you, John.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I appreciate being here.
And you've got all kinds of neat stuff here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not seeing this right now. Mark Hoffman is putting on, he's going to go rob a 7-Eleven or something here. It looks like it's a sleeping mask.
Yeah, well, it's just right?
You bet. You're heading over the Atlantic. It's the sun's coming up, and yet it should be 2 in the morning back home in Sacramento for you right now.
So these are nice. These are even a little fluffier than the cheap ones that they give you if you're sitting on the airplane in business class.
Are they going to give you that? Well, you better be in business class because they're not going to give
you. Yeah, except nobody's going to give you anything anymore. I see American Airlines is now charging $8 for a pillow and a blanket on board. John has brought with him today.
He's actually brought a set of airline seats. When he told me he had airline seats and he wanted to bring them in, I said, well, I hope you detach them from the plane.
Hey, nothing is too good for the travel guys.
Mark is now sitting down into the airline seat here in the studio.
And what is this, John? It's behind me now.
It's called the first class sleeper. So even though you're in coach class, you get to be in first class with your fancy.
And this is kind of an oversized pillow.
Yeah,
it's kind of a half-body pillow that goes behind you.
Yeah.
On a seat.
Yeah, so you got that 17-hour flight to Australia. That coach class seat isn't going to get it. So this will allow you to have some cushion to actually kind of recline in your seat and get some comfort.
Explain to me, Mark, how it feels. Mark has now sat down. He is leaning against the reclining cushion.
As someone who flies about 170,000 miles a year, I would say that John has just sold one of these. This is really nice. I mean, it gives you a little bit more. You've got more play with your backs. If you have any kind of back problems or anything, I would think that this would be a wonderful item.
Does this pack easy, John?
It packs pretty well, surprisingly, even though it looks like almost like a raft. It packs into about an 8x10.
Very good.
Box, you betcha.
And then you just blow it up slightly.
You blow it up. Actually, that's a key. Don't inflate, but 10 blows into that.
Really?
Yeah. Now, let's put a blanket on you here because, you know, again, you don't have to pay the airlines for that. You're already paying them for your checked luggage. So now we got a blanket on Mark. We got the pillow working. We got the sleep mask. I don't know if he's going to finish.
Maybe you guys should just come back and see me later on. John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters joining us on the Travel Guys this afternoon right here on KFBK. And what else have we got here, John?
We got a couple other things. We got some Oseum spray. It's under 3 ounces, so you can carry this on board. And you can spray this as an antibacterial spray in and around your.
So yourself. If the guy next door to you is sitting next to you is. Sneezing all over would that be rude to take this out and probably not. It probably would
be. Wait till he goes to sleep.
There you go.
But this would be more perhaps for a hotel room.
Most
you walked
often.
In, had a strange odor.
Yeah.
Somebody had smoked a cigarette.
Now, there's smoke in Europe still in those hotels, and you bet.
Folks from California have gotten to be where they are. We are so incredibly sensitive to smoke.
Yeah.
A lot of Californians, when they travel to other places, you take Californians to the Carolinas, Tom, and you go into a restaurant there, they've got smoking, non-smoking sections, and people from California are just...
They're grossed out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be a big help if you were, like you said, if you're traveling overseas in Europe someplace where hotels are not necessarily smoking, non-smoking rooms or situations where you might get into where you'd want to get rid of an odor.
Well, that bed and breakfast, it's about 1,200 years old and smells about as musty as a building 1,200 years old. You bring
that
out.
That would be a great idea.
Oseum. Air sanitizer.
Yes,
there you go.
All right,
you
got to
see this. Got to see this. It's a funny little device. It packs very flat. It's for your when you're in the airline seat to raise your feet up.
It looks like a little fold-up step, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like a small step stool.
Yeah, pretty much,
it's about 4 inches across by 8 inches. So you just put this on the ground, and so for people who had short...
Exactly.
This is the short ladies.
Yes,
or
it
men.
Is. Yes.
So this is something you could put your... Oh, cool.
Yeah, elevate your feet, and it helps the circulation, and apparently that's really sold as an aid for your back as well.
I believe that John has found practically something for everything, except he's still working on that back of the seat.
Yeah, for the kid that's kicking on the back of my seat. Bug spray for that
guy. We're going to come up with a permanent spray for that soon. John, thanks for coming in and joining us this afternoon. With airlines charging you $25-$30 a bag these days, if you can pack your stuff down into one suitcase, you can save some sizable cash. So worth an investment. And, of course, your store on Fulton Avenue is open
7 days a week.
7 days a week. No rush for the wicked. Thank you, John, for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
We're the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And a look forward at what to expect in 2 weeks on the radio program. Stay tuned. That's coming up. We're on News Talk 1530 KFBK. This is the Travel Guys radio show on News Talk 1530 KFBK. We return in 2 weeks, and Mark, when we come back, what will we be up to?
That's right. We have one more Travel Guys radio show broadcast this year. In 2 weeks, we'll have our special Christmas light show.
That's where you come to my house and see my Christmas lights.
No, Tom. It's where we tell people about Christmas lights all over the country. In fact, all over the world. I have a great place that you should be sometime in December that isn't even on this continent.
Should have known.
Should have known. Absolutely. That's in 2 weeks on the Travel Guys. Thanksgiving's coming up. What are you doing this Thanksgiving holiday?
This Thanksgiving, I'm glad you asked. I will be at Thanksgiving at my house as my daughter flies home from San Antonio, Texas with her fiancé.
Oh, the Romano clan is gathering.
Yes, and she'll probably bring the Chihuahua dogs, which should be interesting. And the in-laws who live across the street and grandmas and grandpas, and we'll make that turkey and celebrate and be watching the Thanksgiving parade in New York.
Well,
where will you be?
What a coincidence. I will be at that Thanksgiving Day parade in New York with a group of Sports Leisure travelers. Let's see, on Thanksgiving Day, we can go down and watch the Thanksgiving Day parade on the street, and then we go to Radio City Music Hall and see the Rockettes, and then we take a cruise on the harbor for Thanksgiving dinner past the Statue of Liberty. So doesn't get, as I tell my folks often, I sure am glad they can afford to do this.
You know, this sounds like something you've done before.
It is. It's a long-standing tradition to visit New York City over the holidays. So there'll be Broadway shows and all kinds of fun things that will get people in the into the spirit for the holidays. So,
and I would say that, you know, probably too late for people to sign up to go with you this year, but next year.
Yes, sir. We will be back in New York City again next Thanksgiving.
All right. This is the Travel Guys Radio Show. Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye for now.